The weekly shiur from Maseches Tainis is dedicated by Gary and Toby Greenstein in memory of their dear son Yomi, Yosef and Achenzal Ben Gershon, who grew up in the YFPC. The shiur is Le'ilu Nishmosei. Weekly breakfast with Nishmas Yosef Yitzchak Ben Yehuda Leib Zatzal and the Refuah Shleima for Shalom Tzvi Alimelech Ben Malka. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Chia. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav Chia, Amalach Baderech, somebody is going on the way, traveling. You should not eat more than what he would eat at a time when there was a famine. Limit the amount that you're going to eat. My time. Hocha tagimu. So in Bavel they said, Hocha is referring to the Gemara Bavli that we have. Tagimu, they explained it. It's because of the mayon, it's referring to your stomach, that you shouldn't mess up your stomach from the road. You're going to get, the road isn't going to be smooth, and it's not going to be good for your stomach. B'marova Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said Mishum Mizaini. They said it's really because of you may not have enough food. There may be traffic. There may be something that stops you on the road. The wheel might break, and therefore you won't have enough food, and you'll starve. My Benayah. So the truth is that there's no difference between them. You're not supposed to eat extra on the road. You're not supposed to eat too much. So my Benayah. What's the difference between them? You're not going to eat either way. What's the halachic difference, or what's the practical difference? If you're going on a boat, then it makes a difference. If the reason is because of mizayne, that there's not enough mizayne, so then you have that problem, because maybe on the boat you also won't have enough. Maybe the storm will come and it'll take you longer to get to wherever you want to get to, and therefore it won't be you won't have enough food. But if you say that it's because of mayona, because of your stomach, so then you don't have that problem. It's not the same as if you're traveling on the road. Truthfully, some say that the opposite is the truth, that on a boat you have food, you know, because it's your. But on mayona, you're going to get seasick. It could be the opposite. But they're talking about not on the ocean. They're talking about mostly on a river or something that you probably would not have a seasick issue. Inami de kaazalmi avno le avno. Or it's possible there's a difference if you're only traveling may avno le avno, meaning from one area to another where you have motels or places on the road. So food you'll have, so you don't have to worry about it. But mayana, you'll still have the problem because you're traveling, and traveling is traveling. Rapapa was different. Called parasa or parasa ochel chadarifta. Every parasa that he traveled, he ate a whole bread. So you're going to say kasava mishumayano, because he said that the reason is because of getting your stomach problems. And he was, if you know the Gemara about Metzia, and the Rashi brings it down over here, the Rav Papa was very zaftik, he was very heavy, and he was used to eating, and he knew that this would not bother him. So he could eat a whole loaf of bread while he was going on the way, because everybody else has a problem mayano, not me. So he didn't have to worry about it. And he didn't think that the problem of mezaneh was the problem, so that he said it was that. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol amariv atzmei b'shnei re'ovon. If a person holds himself back from eating, he starves himself during the time of famine. Nitzol mimisa mishuna. He is saved from a bad death. Mishuna means strange, but it means from terrible death, right? So Rashi says that it's referring to being killed by sword, being by an enemy, or something like that. Anything that's not in the regular death that a person dies naturally is called Nisa Mishuna. Shenemar Barov Padacha Mimavis, Padcha Mimavis, when you are starving yourself, Padcha Mimavis, you are redeemed from death. So it says Birov, right? It says Birov. It doesn't say Me Ra'av Mibayle. It should have said Me Ra'av. It should have said from Ra'av you are saved from death. In other words, you have food. So he says, no, Elohochi Komar, Bishar Shemariv Atzme, Bishnebre Ovoin, in the schar that you make yourself suffer during the time of famine, Nitzol Mimisa Mishuna. You are saved from Misa Mishuna. Why is that? Because everybody else is Bitsar, and if you happen to have food, and you're eating, so it's not right. You should be Ima Yenoichi Bitsara. You should be together with everybody else Bitsara in times of stress, and therefore you should not eat. And Omar Rish Lakish says, Asili Adam, Lishamish Mitasibish Nere Oven. Same idea. person who's married should not have relations with his wife during the time of famine. Shenamar, well, Yosef Yulat Shnei Bonim, Yosef had two children. Beterem Tavosh Nasarov. And it was before the time of the Rav was coming. He knew that it was coming. He was the one that interpreted the dreams. And he had his children before, and during that time, he did not have any children. We also know that Noach, in the time of the Mabul, also you were supposed to separate from your wife, but the same idea. The world is bizarre, even though there wasn't much of a world, but the world is bizarre, and therefore a person should not have that pleasure of having relations with his wife. Tano, chasuche bonim, people, though, who have no children, and waiting a period of time of 2 years, in this case, the Rav would have been 7 years, or any time that there's a Rav, chasuche bonim, misham shemitasei mishnei Rav, and they are not limited to this. They are exempt from this, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be mekayim the mitzvah, peri v'rivya, so you are exempt from it. Tana Rabbanan, bizman sheyisrael shriyim b'tzar. So the Rabbanan taught that at a time the Bnei Yisrael, that the Yisrael are shri and b'tzar, that they are living in some sort of pain, some sort of sorrow. Upiresh echad mehem, and one of them, upiresh echad mehem, one of them separates himself from there. So we'll see what that means in a second. Boy in shnei malchei hasharis shemalavin loy le'adam. So the two malachim that are always accompanying a person, something interesting that people always think that the malachim only come on Friday night, mm-hmm. right? They come to be malaviyu, but that's not true. It says, that the malachot, plural, are with you all the time. And they're on your right and on your left, and they have certain kayach of bracha to give you and protect you. And the Gemara even says that when a person goes to the bathroom, a person is supposed to say to the malachim that they should stay outside because it's not covered for them just to come into the bathroom with you. Yeah, so it shows that they're there all the time, not just in Erev Shabbos. So the two malachim that normally accompany a person come, and they put their hands on his head, and they say, Ploini zeh shapirash min hatzibur, this person who separated himself from the tzibur, he made himself separate from everybody else. So al yiroa bin nechomas tzibur, he should not see the nechoma, he should not see when the good things come. He shouldn't be zeichet to that. And that's a pretty tough thing to say to a person, you know, right? Just because but you separated yourself and you decided you're different than them, so you don't get the bonuses either. Tanya Idoch, another Tana taught it a little differently. This man shat tzibur shori b'tzar, when the tzibur is in suffering, al yomer adam elech lebesi v'oichel, I'll go home, I'll close my door, I'll just ignore everybody else. I have food. I have no problems. Things are going well for me, right? So why should I bother with everybody else? I'll go home. V'oichel v'eshta. I'll eat. I'll drink. V'shalom alecha nafshi. And this is an expression. The literal translation means, my nefesh is not going to care about your shalom. It's not going to care about what's going on with you. You know, shalom alecha. Goodbye. I don't care. You know, isekein. But if a person does that, olav akasavaymer v'hinei sasim v'simcha. There is sasan. Everybody's going to be happy. Harayk bokar, you're going to kill your sheep. You're going to shecht your cattle. I mean, ushchait tzayin, and you're going to shecht your tzayin. Echol basar ushtais yayin, echol b'sasay ki mochan amus. This is where the expression "eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die" comes from. It's a pasuk, right? But it's true. But he says that you're going to eat and you're going to drink and you're going to enjoy yourself. And we're going to say, I don't care about tomorrow because it's today. Maxim basrei, but that doesn't say the whole thing. It says, what does it say afterwards? V'nigla be'ozni Hashem tzvokes. It's revealed to Hashem. Im yichupar ha'oven azel lochem ad tumusun. That this avera that you're doing, that you separated yourself, will not be forgiven except for by death. Ad kan midas beinanim. And that's only the people who are beinonim, the people who are afraid of death. Avo b'midas rishoyim, but people who are worse, maksiv, esayu, ekhayayin, v'nisba'o, let's go, esayu is the word asa, to come, ekhayayin, we will take wine, v'nisba'o, and we will get drunk, v'nisba sheikha, we'll get drunk with the whiskey, with the alcoholic thing, v'hoya kazeh, yaymochar, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow, maksiv basrei, Hatzadik ovad ve'ein ish som alev. Kimipne haro nesaf hatzadik. It says a terrible thing can happen in such a situation. It's not only the regular person that's going to die, but the tzaddik is also going to die then. The tzaddik is going to suffer too. Why? So there are two pshat. One pshat is because the tzaddik should not see the other people suffering. And in other words, it's a tzara for him that he sees somebody else and he can't do anything about it. And the other pshat is simply that the tzaddik is part of the tzibur, and he can also those things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that this tzaddik should even daven for them. In other words, it's a if he was there, he would daven, and maybe Hashem would have to change the decree. So he says no. The tzaddik has to die. And that's something that's very, very sad, because we say that the tzaddik didn't do anything, but he's dying because of tzaras hatzibur. Because of the people not being good enough, they don't deserve him to be able to daven for him. El also what? So go back to the beginning. When a person sees that there is sorrow in the rest of the klal, what should he do? El yitzayr odem im hatzibur. A person should also be part of that tzar. Shekei motzina b'mayshe Rabbeinu. They see an example by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shatzir Atzmei Matzibur, that he also made himself in pain when the Tzibur was in pain. Shenamar, B'yidei Moshe Kvedim, says Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Malchama of Amalek. So Bnei Yisrael went out to war. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go out, but he stood on the mountain, and then he didn't just stand there, but it says they took a stone, Vayasimu Tachtav, they put it underneath him, and his hands were heavy. Not literally physically heavy, he could daven, but it means that the tzchusim of Bnei Yisrael were limited, and he needed help. They put a stone and put it underneath him, and he sat on the stone. He didn't have a pillow, or kesas echos, or a longer, like a mattress type of thing. He didn't have anything, the whole Bnei Yisrael was just there, they didn't have a pillow. Hayol v'Yisrael shurim b'tzar. If Bnei Yisrael are suffering because they're at war, afani ayemoyim b'tzar. I also have to suffer. I could have sat on a pillow. I'm not on sitting on a rock. V'chol ha'mitzar atzmai. And anybody who makes himself in pain, imat zibor, zeicha v'raya v'nechama zibor. The opposite of what we said before, that person will be zeicha to the nechama, to the comfort that will come afterwards, will be zeicha to see the good things. We say that a person who is not mitzar and Yerushalayim will not be zeicha to the nechama of binyan Yerushalayim. So it's the same idea. If we don't feel that pain, then we can't be part of the good stuff that comes later. B'shem ha'yoymar odom, maybe a person is going to say, me mayid be. Who's going to tell anybody if I'm mitzar? Nobody knows. It's an internal thing. And if I lock myself in my house and I don't show anybody that I'm mitzar and I'm eating my pizza in my house and everybody else is starving, who's going to know? Right? So he says, avne besa shel odom. The stones of your house, the kares besa shel odom, and the beams of your house, me'idim bay. They will testify against you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar ki evan mikir tizok. The rock from the wall will cry out. Kefis me'eitz yaneno. Kefis was a we need a construction guy over here, but they used to build something. They would put rows of stone, and in between they put rows of wood, and then stone on top of that, and it somehow held the pieces together better. I don't know why, but that was the common build, and it says that the kefis, that was this piece that had the wood in between it, may eight from the wood, Yanana will speak up.
What do you mean, Zayn? Why can't you say like in a Swiss posh, can you Hashem
of course Hashem sees it. But we don't see that Hashem sees it, but we see the walls of our houses. Right? So it reminds us. You know, anything that we do in private, the Gemara says, will eventually be publicized.
Hashem, yes.
Because this is the kind of thing that is part of the tzibur, not a personal thing. Something that's personal, it's between you and the other person, Ribis, let's say, it's a good example. There, nobody knows it's doing it, so Ani Hashem Elokecha, right? We say that Hashem knows about it, and Hashem's going to punish you. But something that is, nobody's going to see it besides me. So you think I got away with it. The Ribis, everybody's going to realize. The guy knows you're taking Ribis from him, right? He's paying extra.
It's almost like when you're in a room, and you know there's a camera in the room.
Right.
So now you know there's something recording. You're not alone.
Right.
And you act differently.
Right. You will.
You'll see the wood, and the wood's going to come this way, so you're going to feel like something's watching.
Right. By ribis, the other person knows already, so you know somebody knows. Mm-hmm. Here, nobody knows. I ate it in my room. Nobody knows what I ate. Right? Dvei Rav Shila Amrei. Shnei Malchei Hasharas Hamalavin Loi La'adam uses the same example, but the two Malachim that accompany a person, Hey Meidin Olav, they are always seeing it. Right? And the person doesn't always remember that the Malachim are there. The Gemara, there's in Maseches Derech Eretz, it talks about a brother Tznius that a person is supposed to have. She says, sometimes there's nobody there. What's the big deal? She says, the Malachim are there, and there's an Inyan of Tznius in front of them too, even though that it's not the same human thing, but it's a Shenemar, Ki Malachim, Yitzav Aloch, the Malachim, Yitzav Aloch, they will command about you, not Yitzav, you know, that they, but they will command about you that you did the wrong thing. Rav Chivka Omar, Nishmas Shel Adam Hi Me'id Olav. It's the internal. It's the inside of a person. That itself, the neshama will be testifying on the person. Shenema Mishuchebes Chaykecha. What's inside you? What's dwelling inside you? Shemar Pischepicha. Watch out the words that will come out from it. In other words, that in itself will tell what you did wrong. Yeshamim Evarav Shel Adam Me'idim by the limbs of a person. So all of these things are personal. All these things are things that nobody else would see, and that's exactly why they're going to tell on you. Shenemar atem edai num Hashem. You yourself, your own limbs are my witnesses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, num Hashem, these are the words of Hashem. You yourself are going to testify about yourself. Your own limbs are going to say. Kel emuna vein ovel. The Pasuk says, Hashem is trusted, vein ovel, and nothing that he does is done with any sort of twistedness or falseness. Kel emuna, geshem shenifroim min harishoyim lelam habo, just like you're going to get punished, that the Rishoyim are going to get punished lelam habo, meaning that they won't get the lelam habo that they should because they didn't earn it. Afilo al avera kala she'aisim, even on the smallest avera that they did, they're going to get punished. Kach nifroim min atzadikim ba'elam hazeh al avera kala she'aisim. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a trusted thing. Instead of giving you the punishment in Olam HaBa like you would give to the Rishayim, he gives it to you here in this world. Why? Because it's a much better deal. I'd much rather get it here where it's temporary, where it's over, and then I'll go to Shemayim and I'll get the Schar instead of give you a choice. What would you rather have? The exciting stuff here, right, which you'll enjoy, or La'asid Lavoy in Shemayim, all the great things that are permanent, that are so perfect and so enjoyable, and that you can have as many bagels and cream cheese as you want and you won't gain weight, and you can have as much strawberry shortcake and it won't give you a stomach ache and nothing. So which would you have? Obviously you're going to say that, right? So I need to get punished for the averas that I did or the bad deeds that I've done, and that takes away from Olam Haba. If you don't get paid here, if it doesn't come off here, it's going to come off over there. So I'd much rather get it over here. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a midah, keneged midah. The Rishayim are going to get punished for every one of their averis, even the smallest ones, Nolam Haba. But Kelamuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for us in a better way, that anything that we're going to get, is going to, any bad thing is going to get, is going to be in this world. Kach nifroim min atzadikim ba'olam hazeh, al-aveir kal ha'sha'isim. Ve'ein ovel, that's the Kelamuna. Ve'ein ovel, but you're going to say that's not fair. The tzaddik's not going to get punished in Olam Haba. Yes, he will. Kishem shemeshalmin schar the tzaddikim l'Olam Haba afilo mitzvah kalo. Right? That just like the tzaddik, it's going to be even. Just like the tzaddik gets his schar in this world for even the smallest, I mean in Olam Haba for every little mitzvah, shayisim, kach meshalmin schar l'rishayim b'olam hazeh afilo mitzvah kalo shayisim. So the Rosh and the tzaddik are getting the exact same thing. The tzaddik's going to get punished for his little averis. The Rosh is going to get punished for his averis. The tzaddik is going to get the reward for his little mitzvahs, and the Rosh is going to get it, just not in the same place. But truthfully, you say that's not fair, right? It's not fair. The Rosh is getting over there where it's more valuable. Answer is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it according to what you really want. Hashem opens his hands and he gives everybody what they want, right? I don't know. Anybody here win the lottery lately? A big lottery? The answer is, that's not really what you want. You don't really want it. If you thought about it, you would realize it's not good for you. So what a person really wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Rosh what he wants. What does he want? He wants schar in this world. Right? He wants this world because that's what he understands is important.
The expression that why do good things happen to bad people?
Yeah.
That would be an answer to that.
Okay.
They're getting this, absolutely.
They're getting their punishment here because they want it here, because it's better for them. Right? They understand that what's better, right? Okay. Tzadik v'yasharu. So the end of the pasuk says he's tzadik v'yasharu. So you can skip those two words. You can read them. It says melamed on the bottom. Melamed, it teaches us shebishas p'tirasa shel adam, at the time that a person dies, the p'tirasa shel adam lebeisai lama, the frinto lama po, kol masav, all of his deeds, nifratin lefonav. All of his deeds, I'm using the gifts on the side, it's nifterim also means they are also leaving this world and coming with him. So either way, it's right. V'omrim lo, kach v'kach asis b'makom pleni, b'yom pleni, this is what you did on this day, in this place, v'omer hin, and he says, hein, he says, yes, in other words, he himself, both on the good things and on the bad things. On the good things he has to admit, I mean, he's very proud to say, but on the bad things he has to say, I did this wrong thing. And they say, sign on the dotted line that you did this. In other words, don't come to us and say afterwards that you're getting punished for something you don't deserve. And he signs, and he signs on it. I don't know if this is literal or figured, it doesn't make a difference, but the idea is there. Shenemar b'yad kol odom yachtin, with each person's own hands, he is signed. V'layayid, and not only that, elo shematzdik olov esadin, that he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. He doesn't say it's not fair, doesn't say it was because of him, it's not my fault. Matzdik olov esadin. He is accepting upon himself that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be getting. V'omer lehem yofo dantuni. It is correct the way you judged me. It's 100%. I accept this din because it's 100% correct. The kayim hashenemar, and this fulfills the pasuk that says l'man titzdak b'dvarecha. In your own words, you will say that it's tzedek. You will agree that this is what I did and this is what I deserve.
So I'm like Adam. I can't blame it on my wife.
That's always, you know, it says, Isha asher nasata imadi, he nasnuli, right? It's always blaming it on somebody else, right? Somebody else did it. Somebody else, right? You know, that's the Yitzhar, right? That's our nature. That's our nature. Oma Shmuel, kol hayoshev b'tanis nikra chayte. A person who has a tainis, keeps himself b'tanis, is nikra chayte. He's really a sinner. It's not really a good thing. There are a number of reasons why it. Sover ki hai tana. So he holds like this tana de tanya. Rabbi Lezer HaKafer, Berebi, in the name of Rebbe, he was like the chashav one. HaKafer is the chashav one. Oimer, matam, oimer, v'chi per olam me'ashachot ala nefesh. It says that a person will bring a kapora because he did a chait. This is talking about a nazir. And he's called a chayte. There are many, many reasons why a nazir. A nazir, you think he's a good guy. Right, he's a person who accepted upon himself to separate himself from this world to make himself more kadosh. Right, he's also called kadosh. Kadosh iyeh gadol pera. He's kadosh, but he's also called a chayte. Why is he called a chayte? So it says b'chi be'ez nefesh chatazeh. What's the chayte? El shetzir atzme min hayayin, because he made himself separated from wine. So the question is, what's wrong with that? So there's a number of possibilities. Possibility number one is that there are mitzvahs that need to be done with wine. Havdalah, Kiddush, etc. And he can't do those mitzvahs. Somebody else has to do it for him. So he's separating himself, even though he's yotzei the mitzvah, but it's not the same. Answer number one. Answer number two is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created wine in this world for a purpose. The yayin is samach levavenu. Wine is there to make a person happy. Right? So the fact that this person separates himself from that, what does it show? That he's afraid to drink the wine. Right? Why? Because in his case, what's going to happen when he drinks the wine? He's not going to be just happy. He's going to be silly, right? Which means that he can't control himself. He's a chayte. He's a chayte for not drinking wine in a way that he can control himself. Shows that he feels himself that he can't control himself. That's a chayte. Means he's got something to worry about. I better not drink wine because I may not behave properly. That means I'm afraid that I'm going to behave improperly. That's a chayte, right? That's two of the reasons. There are other reasons also. So it says v'aladron kalvachemer. So we can learn a kalvachemer from the story of the nazir. Mazeh sheleitzir atzmei elamin hayayin. This person only separated himself from wine, and he's called a chayte. Hametzayir atzmei mekol dover v'dover alachas kama v'kama. So a person who separates himself from all food, meaning he's fasting, so for sure he should be called a chayte. That's not really a perfect analogy to compare one to the other, right? Because maybe the reasons are different. The Gemara says that a nazir a lot of times can do this kind of, make himself a nazir for personal reasons, because he's afraid that he's going to do averus if he's too handsome and he's not. So the Gemara in the Darms in the Nazir says that there was a kayin who never ate from the carbon of a nazir. He wouldn't want to eat from it. Why? Because he said there are people who make themselves nazirim shaloi lishma, not really for the right reasons. They do it because it's cool. I'm going to be a nazir. Everybody's going to respect me because now I'm a tohar, I'm a kadosh, I'm a parish, I'm separating myself. So one time there was a young person who was coming and he brought a carbon nazir. And the kain says to him, you know you're going to have to shave your hair off completely. And he had beautiful tatalim shchayris, he had beautiful hair. So he said, you're going to have to shave your hair off. So why did you make yourself a nazir? So he said, I'm a shepherd. And one time I was by the water, feeding my sheep, and I saw my reflection in the water, and I got a Yetzirah. Ah, I'm a cool guy, I'm very handsome. Maybe I should run around and, you know, do things that are inappropriate, because I'll hang out with the people, because he felt like a certain Yetzirah. So he said right away, then he became a Nazir. Right? So the Kohen said, that's the kind of Nazir, that's a real Nazir. That's the person who did it, L'shem Shemayim, and that's the carbon that I'll eat. But a regular person, it's not 100%. Maybe he's doing it for the gaiva issue or for the attention issue or something like that. So you say that in this case we're learning. A nazir was mitzayir himself from wine, so and he's called a chayte. Alach haskam v'vakama, a person is mitzayir atzmei. But kol davar is called a chayte. Okay, so you have to say that the person who is making himself not eat is l'shem shemayim. He's doing it for the reason that I want to separate myself from the physical things of this earth. Right? I'm only going to eat when I have to eat. So I don't know how much time we have, but I have to tell you a story. Rabbi Chana Wasserman was in Europe, was a Talmud of Chofetz Chaim, and he was a very, very big man. In Baranovich, he was called the Walking Mountain. And if you see a picture of him, you see that he was very, very big. And he when he was in Radin, and my father told me that in Radin, the Goyim were afraid of Yidden. In general, they respected them very much. But when Rav Chanan walked in the streets, the Goyim used to run away. So Rav Chanan loved to eat. And it was before the war. He was killed by the Germans. But before the war, it happened to be a story that one time his wife got meat. And there were some Bachrim sitting at the table. And I heard the story from one of the Bachrim. So it's a true story. They said that the Rebbetzin served him meat and served the Bachrim. And the Bachrim didn't take a bite until the host takes a bite. That's the halacha. And the Rebbe, either way, Rav Chanan cut a piece of meat, picked it up, put it by his mouth, the Bachrim ready to take it, and he puts it down again. Wait. Second time. Third time. The fourth time, he takes the meat, he eats it, the Bachrim dig in. It. After he finished eating, this Bachrim said, Rebbe, Yalam Deino Rabbeinu, tell us why you did this. He says, look at me. He says, I like a good shtickle fleish. Right, and the first time I picked that up, I hadn't had a piece of meat in a long time. I was salivating. I was excited. I said, "Fadem esmish, that's not how you're supposed to eat. Put it down." Second time, the same thing. Third time, the same thing. The fourth time, he said, "I have to eat. I have to eat. This is part of my nature. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that the nature of the person has to eat. So he ate. That's a shrira sayetzer, right? To be able to break such a thing. That's the only reason he ate. So tell me the mate. True story. Heard it myself from Remendel Kaplan Sattel. And he was sitting at the table. He was one of the Bachrim that was eating at the table. So halavai, we should be on that madriga. So that's when a person's messiah himself, and he does it l'shem shemayim, that he doesn't eat because he wants to make himself separated from this world, then it's okay. But other than that, that's not the way to do it. Rabbi Lazar, Aymer Nikra Kodesh. Rabbi Lazar says the opposite. He's called a Kodesh if he separates himself. Shenamar Kodesh, Yiyeh Gadol Perasa Rashi. Because the Nazir is also called a Kodesh. Right, the Nazir is both a chayte and a kodesh, so therefore, so now we're going to make the Kal v'chomer a little different. That this Nazir separated himself from one thing, meaning wine, nikra kodesh, and he's called kodesh, ha-metzayir atzmei, mekol dover, alachas kama v'kama. So a person who separates himself from all things, alachas kama v'kama. Right? Okay. So, ule Shmuel, ha-yikra kodesh, so he says, okay, Shmuel, you called him a chayte, right? You say he's no good. What about, you know, we said before that he shouldn't separate himself from eating. Shmuel said before, what about the fact that he's called a Kaddish? He says, no, agidol parakoy. That's only referring to the hair, where he's going to make himself Kaddish by cutting himself off. And nobody's, when his hair was short And when his hair was long, I mean, when he was a nazir, so his hair was unkempt and everything, because he's not allowed to comb it well, because it'll tear out hair. So he looks like a schlump. So nobody says it. You know, everybody looked at him. Well, now he shaves off his whole head. Now everybody else is going to look at him like he's a schlump. No, because he's, not typical in those times to have that. So therefore, he says that the kaddish was on the gittel pera, not on the wine part. Rabbi Lazar hanikra chaytet. So now we go the other way around. According to Rabbi Lazar, you called him a kaddish. Isn't he called a chaytet? Hahu desayev nafshei. He says that's because he got drunk. In other words, the Gemara says that a person who gets drunk and he acts in an appropriate way should make himself into a nazir, right? Because it shows that he can't handle his wine. So he says he's called a chayte for the drinking, but not the kal v'chomer, the fact that he's still a kaddish. Now you can't. If you're looking at different facets of the nazir, a guy can be a chote and still be a kaddish because he's trying to become better, and that's what he's trying to do by becoming a nazir. On the other hand, he's still a chote because he's not drinking the wine which he should be drinking, and it's taking away from his pleasures of this world. Did Rabbi Elazar say that he is that you shouldn't fast, and that this person is that he's a kaddish? Just the opposite, he's a kaddish. V'omer Rabbi Elazar loylam yimaid adam atzmai ki ilu kaddish shari b'sech meyav. Isn't it that a person should measure himself, that he has Kedusha inside, and he can't weaken himself? In other words, a person is a Kaddish. As a Rebbe, the Shalosh says that people who accept upon themselves fasts of Monday and Thursday, right, that or even certain Tanesim that they used to have in the Gemara, a person who teaches Torah is not allowed to do that. Not allowed to fast, because it will take away his Kayach to be able to teach this Talmidim. And any person who will not be able to do the job that he's supposed to in the Kedusha aspect should not take away from it. So he says a person is supposed to think of himself as Kilo Kaddish Shari B'Tech Meyov, Shenem Rabbi Kirbacha Kaddish, V'Liyava Be'ir. Right? So he says it seems that a person should not do that. He shouldn't weaken himself. It's also to be Mr. Betainis. He says, like Kasha, well, the Matzilitzir and Nafsha, the Lay Matzilitzir and Nafsha. It really depends on the person. Some people can do it and some people can't. You know, the famous story of the Chofetz Chaim, that there was a person who came to the Chofetz Chaim and said to him, can you daven for me for a certain thing that I have, and a certain Yetzirah that I have, and I can't control it. He says, I can't do it. He says, but you did it for the other person. I know that you did it for him. So he says, for that person, I fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and for now, I can't do it anymore. I don't have the Kachas for it. Right? So that's the Chofetz Chaim, not us. Rish Lakish Amar Nikra Chassid. Rish Lakish says just the opposite. You're called a Chassid. Shenemar Goymel Nafshay Ish Chassid. V'eicha She'erai. So it's Goymel Nafshay Ish Chassid. It's a good thing that a person should do this kind of thing. And a person who fasts, he's Goymel Nafshay Ish Chassid. He separates himself from food. Just like B'yem Higomel, as Yitzchak Rashi says. In other words, it's a separation. Higomel over there means that this was the day that Yitzchak no longer was being nursed. So he was separated from being. Some say that it's referring to the word Hagoymel Chasadim Tovim, which pays you back. So it's also you're separating yourself from something, you're giving it over to somebody else. Omer Rav Sheshes. Hi Bar Bei Rav. Bar Bei Rav means a person who is in the Bei Rav. He is in the Beis Medrash of Rav. That's the one shot Rashi says the Bei is referring to the place of, or some say it's Beis Medrash of. And Rav is either Rav literally, that's referring to Rav, the Tana, or it's referring to Bei Rav in a place where there's a lot of people of Tamid Chachamim. The Yosef Betanisa, and this person stays Betanis, Lechol Kalbo Lishirutza. Let a dog eat his meal. There's two ways of looking at that. It means that it's the equivalent of a dog coming in and eating from him. It's a disgusting thing. He shouldn't do such a thing. It's like somebody would have at his table, you know, it's from his own plate, the dog eating up his food. That's as much as this. Others say that it's the equivalent of, that it's like a dog ate his food up. In others, I have a yummy food. I gave it to the dog. I should have eaten it. It's a baltashvus issue. It's not a way a person should do it. Omer Rav Yirmiyah Rabbi Abba. Ein tainas tzibur bebavel. A tiny tzibur where you don't wear shoes and you wear sack and things like that. You have to say that 10 times fast again, right? Ela tisha b'avavad. Personal tanesim you're allowed to have, but tiny tzibur you can't. Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'aba Omer Rish Lakish. Ein tamud chacham rishoy leisha b'tainis. Itnei shememayit b'melecha shemayim. So he extends it to any Talmud Chacham, is not allowed to, because he will not be able to do Melech HaShemayim, he won't be able to learn. That's even a person who's learning, and not just a person who is a Rebbe. It's interesting that in Brisk, many of the Talmidim who are real Brisk will not fast if they're learning, which they should be, I mean, but they will not fast on all of the Tanesim except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And Shavuos of the Tamas, they take on many of them, but the other Tanis and Tanis Esther and Sar B'Tavis, they don't, and some Gedalia, they don't fast. Because they say, if I'm supposed to be learning, that's this Gemara applies to them. So the Shavuos of the Tamas is the difference, Takanas Chachamim is the difference, and Tisha B'Av. Okay, so then the Gemara changes. I'll just tell you one more time. I don't know if I, again, timing, somebody, okay. There's a way of learning about what eating is all about, to get a feeling of it. It's a story that I've told over many times. There was a person who was a chosh of a guy, and he came to his rav, and he said to him, you know, I don't understand why you get so much covered and I don't. I'm about soka, I'm a chosh of in the community, but people don't respect me the same way as you, and I think that I should be getting this, I'm just as good as you are. So the rav is trying to explain to him, I don't know, it's not me, it's a chos. In the meantime, there's a bowl of fruit in front of them, and the Rav gives him a fruit, and he takes the fruit himself, and he makes a bracha, and he says, see, Rebbe, I made a bracha, you made a bracha, right? I eat an apple, you eat an apple, I made a bracha, you made a bracha, we're both the same, we're both human beings. So he says to him, but I made a bracha. He says, I made a bracha too. He said, that's the difference between me and you. He says, think about it. You made a bracha so you can eat the apple. I ate the apple so I should be able to make a bracha. Right, that's the way a person's supposed to eat. I ate the apple, so I should be able to make a bracha. That's not the way. I'm not eating because I want an apple. That's the difference. So it says that when it comes to time, at the end of the day, when it comes dark, you're allowed to eat at the end of the tennis. Omer of Zira, Omer of Huna, Yochas Shekibul all of tennis, Afilu Ochav Shasa Kol Alayla. So he's makabel of tennis, and he eats the whole night, because tennis can either be like Tisha B'Av that we start the night before, Yom Kippur, or it can start in the morning by Netzachamo, by Letzah Shachem. Sorry. So Yochid Shekibul all of tennis. If you have a tennis Yochid, Afilu Ochav Shasa Kol Alayla Lemachru Misfalut Filas tennis. The next day, that's called the tennis. You start off in the morning as a regular tennis. Lon betanisa. Now let's say he went through the day of the tennis, right, and he slept that night. He didn't eat supper, didn't eat whatever you want to call it to break his fast, right? And he slept through the night. So enem is balos al tennis. That next morning, even though he hasn't eaten breakfast yet, he can't say I'm enem. He can't be misbalos al tennis. Why? Because the tennis is over, and fasting overnight is not anything. You know, you didn't eat breakfast, so what? Right? You missed your chance. That's it. Om Rav Yosef, Micah Sover Avuna, Sfirulei Emesan L'Shoyes. So he says, I'm not sure what the reason is. Did he say Emesan L'Shoyes, and therefore the morning fast doesn't count? Because Emesan L'Shoyes means that you can't have a shortened fast, so the yesterday's is over, and today's he didn't fast. Oy Dilma Emesan L'Shoyes, but Emesan L'Shoyes Enem Espalot Filos Tanis. You can have a half-day fast, but you don't say Anena when you have that kind of fast. So which is it? I feel that this is, I don't know how anybody has translated before, but in the yeshiva world, they always say, always. In the Welt, you know, that's it. It's the way it is. Really, this is what he holds. Kosovo Ravuna Misanam L'Shoyes. That you can Misanam L'Shoyes, Va Misanam L'Shoyes Misbalas Filos Tainus. You can. You can make a Tainus that's a shortened Tainus, and you can still say Aneinu. But, so why doesn't this person say it? Shani Hocha, this is different. Dika shows the Leil Yodla Kibul Alay Meikar, because he never accepted upon himself to fast at night. His fast was supposed to end at Tzeisak Achovim the night before, right? The fact that he didn't eat then, that's his own business. The fact that he fasted till the morning, that's not a new fast. When did he accept his fast? He never did. Therefore, he doesn't say in this particular case. He does not say Anenu. Marukva Ikla LeGinzak. Marukva came to Ginzak, Bo Minei, and they asked him. Misanon l'shoyes or emisanon l'shoyes. The shaila that we've had in the Gemara a million times. Can you make a temper a shortened tainus or not? L'havu b'yadei. See, he didn't have an answer at that moment. Kankanim, then asked the second question. Kankanim shel nochem, a barrel that was used for wine that belonged to a non-Jew, so it's a yayin esach yeshu, or a yayin stam yayin yeshu, depending on the situation. Asurim le'mutarim. Is there any way, is it asur or mutar? Can we make them kosher or not? Can we make them usable or not? Lehava biyadei. Again, and when it says lehava biyadei, it doesn't mean he didn't have the answer. It means that at that time you couldn't answer the question. It was a more complicated answer than that you have to have a shir on, you know, and then you know. I mean, unless the guy was coming and asking him right away, you know, can I use this barrel? Then he would have answered him, depending on the situation. When you learn the Gemara later, it'll tell you what it is, and then you'll know. But Meshimesh Meisha called Shivas Imeim Elim. Ah, we got to throw some Agadot in there. What did Meshur Rabbeinu wear during the Shivas Imeim Elim, during those 7 days? So Aaron was not yet the Kohen Gadol. Meshur was being Meshamish during those 7 days. But he couldn't wear Bigdei Kuna because the Pasuk says only a Kohen can wear it. Meshur wasn't a Kohen Gadol. So what did he wear? Lehava biyadei. He didn't have it. Also, v'shal bein adrasha, and then they went into the besmedrash and they discussed the shaila or mulei, and then they said hilchasa misanin l'shoyis. You can't. That's the halacha. The Rambam paskins like that. Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. Or mispal in tefillas tainis, and you mispal tefillas tainis because it's a personal, actual tainis, and that's it. V'hilchasa kan kanim shel nochem lachash neimas achedish mutarim. One of the ways of kashering a thing is waiting 12 months. Right, and after 12 months, we say that the flavor of the wine is bottled. It's nifkam. It becomes oiskevept. It's dissipated. It's gone. So you don't have to worry about it. And it's talking about because there's no other way to kasher it. You're not going to boil it, right? You're talking about a barrel here. You're not going to the pitch or the tar that holds it together would disintegrate, and you wouldn't have a barrel. You just have pieces there, right? Obviously, we have different ways of kashering depending on the situation of what it is. And b'mashi mishmeisha called zayin yameyam liim b'cholok lovon. He wore a white cloak, and the Gemara adds on, Rav Kahana Masni, he taught out, B'cholok lov m'shein la'imra. It had no seams, it had no double
stitch?
Hems. Hmm. Maybe it had no hems. Why? Because Moshe dealt with the money when people donated the money into the Mishkan, and everybody was donating, they were afraid that if he had a hem on his clothes, that somebody would think that he put money into it and walked out with it and brought it home by himself. And in fact, the Kohen Gadol's clothes also didn't have, except for in one place on the neck of the Me'il, it didn't have any hems for the same reason, because we didn't want to have any suspicion that the Kohen was walking out with something that was donated, some piece of gold or something like that. Mm-hmm. Right? So he says, B'cholok lov and she'en lo imra, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm.